This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tomboy X, the queer-founded clothing line that's inclusive and sustainable. Underwear, swimwear, and more for all bodies. So you can feel good about protecting the goods. Use the code IHEART to get 20% off your first purchase, only at TomboyX.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Imagine you're a person living about 1,000 years ago in what's now the state of Ohio. Your job is mostly growing corn and otherwise hanging out in and around your village, providing all the necessities of life for yourself and your community, making pottery to cook in, maintaining your home and the other buildings in the village, and working to procure food other than corn, growing squash and beans, hunting deer and turkeys, and so on. But one day you're talking with some friends and you decide, let's make a snake sculpture on the edge of this meteorite crater over here. And so you do. And you make it 1,376 feet long. That's 419 meters. Located in southwestern Ohio, Serpent Mound is a giant earthen mound and the largest serpent effigy in the world, thought to have been constructed by the Fort Ancient people around 900 years ago. Although some argue that the site is much older and that the Fort Ancient people didn't build it, but actually refurbished it. Although no human remains or artifacts have been found in the sinuous grassy hillock that is Serpent Mound, some graves and burial mounds stand nearby, probably built by the people of the Adena culture, the Fort Ancient's predecessors in the area, about 600 years even earlier. Regardless, Serpent Mound belongs to a class of structures called effigy mounds, which were commonly built in the shape of animals like bears, lynx, bison, or birds, and often served as burial sites for ancient peoples. Serpent Mound sits on the edge of a meteorite impact crater, and the serpent itself ranges between 19 and 25 feet wide. That's 6 to 7.5 meters. And it rises around 3 feet, or 1 meter, from the surrounding landscape, with its head formed by a rock cliff overhanging a nearby creek. Although it's difficult to know what its purpose was, since it wasn't used for burials, it does act as a calendar. The sunset on the summer solstice lines up with the serpent's head. The eastern-facing curves of the snake's body line up with the sunrise on the equinoxes, and the serpent's tail coils align with the winter solstice. In the year 2008, Serpent Mound and 8 other Ohio American Indian earthworks were chosen by the United States Department of the Interior for inclusion on the United States tentative list of sites to be submitted to UNESCO for inclusion on the prestigious World Heritage Sites list. UNESCO is the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. If Serpent Mound is eventually inscribed on the list, possibly in 2023, according to Ohio History Connections World Heritage Director Jennifer Altman, it would be among the likes of Egypt's pyramids, the Great Wall of China, Pompeii, Stonehenge, and the Taj Mahal. Serpent Mound is located within the Serpent Mound State Memorial, designated a National Historical Landmark in Peebles, Ohio, maintained by the Ohio History Connection. The site is open seasonally from April through November, with visitor hours every day except Mondays and some holidays. The site boasts an observation tower that was built in 1908, following increasing interest from European colonists that started in 1847, when the mound was sketched and surveyed, though the tower is currently closed for the season for needed repairs. And archaeological investigation continues. As of 2014, new radiocarbon dating suggested that the effigy may be from as early as 300 BCE. Today's episode is based on the article, Ohio's Serpent Mound is an Archaeological Mystery, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesselyn Shields. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Tomboy X designs gender and size inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.